刚刚从英国回来不久。
I just returned not long ago from the UK.
在英国教会啊，在那帮忙工作一个月。
And while I was there, I was helping out with the holy work for about a month.
我觉得他们那边呢、啊，跟我们有点不太一样的有些地方，有他们的特色。
And I observed some differences and unique characteristics over there.
他们那个不管是灵修会哈、进修会，每一节聚会啊，开头结束都一定祷告。
Regardless of whether it's a seminar or a convocation, they begin and end each session with prayer, hymn singing and prayer.
像我们早上第一节唱诗祷告啊，然后到最后一节啊再祷告啊。我们是每一节都有唱诗祷告。
Whereas for us, we usually start off an entire morning or afternoon with a hymn singing and prayer, and then end that morning.With a hymn singing and prayer.
他们有一个，我参加他们几次的灵修会，其中有一个姐妹团契啊，大概300多人参加。
And of the events that I attended, I also attended a sisters' fellowship, to which more than 300 sisters came.
所以后面的大餐厅啊，他们那个餐厅很大，坐得满满的，还坐不下，坐到会堂前面靠马路边啊，那个都还摆桌子。
And so, during meal times, the dining hall was so full that they even had seating inside a portion of the chapel, as well as all the way out onto the curb.
那个 Newcastle 教会啊，有600个信徒。
There are about 600 some members in the church in Newcastle.
会堂他们自己盖的相当大，相当漂亮。
And the chapel which they had constructed for them was very spacious and large.
另外，我很喜欢的一个教会啊，就是那个爱丁堡教会，很美。
Another church that I love very much is the church in Edinburgh, which is quite beautiful.
从爱丁堡教会来哈。
And our sister Esther is from that church.
那个会堂买的时候买七万英镑。
This chapel was bought for £70,000.
但是整修花了60万英镑。
The restoration of it, however, cost £600,000.
因为那个是一个古迹哦，所以你外观都不能够给它破坏。
And because it is a building of historical significance, they were unable to do anything to the outer facade.
好像是哥德式的建筑，用都是用那个石头啊盖起来的。
And it is a Gothic cathedral made of stone.
买来以后好长一段时间呢、我们想我们怎么办？怎么办？怎么用
？And so after they purchased it, we thought for a long time, how would we be able to use this chapel?
后来他们想要把它卖掉。
And eventually, they even considered selling it again.
但是主耶稣不允许，所以卖了以后，那个人没有钱买。
But because of the Lord's will, even when they sold it, the purchaser ended up not having enough funds to go through with the transaction.
后来刚好我们有一个执事到那里去。
And it so happened that one of our deacons visited that place.
他是学建筑的。
And he was studying architecture.
告诉他们说，你们这个会堂很漂亮哦，你们怎么改？怎么修改
？And he told the members, "This is a very beautiful chapel, and here are some ways in which you can renovate it."
后来他们大家都很乐意啊，就照着去改。
And they were very joyfully they followed these plans to renovate it.
结果花了60万英镑啊，他修建完成，很漂亮的一个礼拜堂。
And so £600,000 later, they had restored a very beautiful.
另外英国教会我发觉一个特色、就是哈、无论上什么课都要穿西装打领带。
Another characteristic of the churches in UK is how they dress up for the brothers. No matter what they are attending, they always have a shirt and tie.
我带了几件这种比较轻松的衣服啊，都没有穿到。
And I myself, although I had brought many casual shirts like the one I'm wearing now, I didn't have any opportunity to wear them.
我想说哇，早知道我就多带几套西装。
And I thought to myself, had I known this earlier, I would have brought some more suits with me.
不过后来我们还是在英国买了西装。
And I even, in fact, purchased some suits while I was there in the UK.
英国的西装很有名啊，所以很好，所以英国人呢比较绅士哈、所以平时都打扮得很整齐。
And so, because British suits are quite nice, I like them a lot, and British in general tend to be quite more formally dressed.
老人都团契。
And even in their evergreen or their senior fellowship,
我们这边的老人团体大概65岁嘛，像圆林教会是70岁啊。
Often in the U.S., the age to get into this fellowship is 65, or sometimes like in Garden Grove,
70.
But over there, if you're 55, you're already in the seniors fellowship. And so while I was there, I was formally enrolled as a member of the Evergreen Fellowship. And so all the brothers and sisters there also were very well-dressed. And so this is what we mean when we talk about an English gentleman. Is that when they come to worship, they're very tidy in their appearance. And so while we were there, we also were more aware of this and also often always went up in our suits.
回到美国来以后啊，有时候我们讲习会啊，进修会就是休闲服啊，可以穿一穿。
And so back here in the U.S., we can often be a little bit, we're often a little more casual in how we dress.
我们继续来谈主耶稣的生平。
So today, let's continue to discuss the life of Jesus. And I hope that we can proceed quickly through this material. Because the main thing we want to focus on are the teachings of Jesus.
另外一般，因为他们叫我讲对观福音书，我是准备来一些耶稣的比喻跟耶稣的所行的神迹啊。
And because I will be talking about the first three or synoptic gospels, I'll be talking about the parables of Jesus and the miracles of Jesus. So those are the things we'll turn to when we finish the teachings of the Lord Jesus. Because if we were to really fully explore Jesus' teachings, we would never finish. Some people, when they first learn how to preach, they say, I'm not sure what I should speak about. But actually, if you just start from the Gospels, you have a limitless supply of material. Just in terms of miracles, there are over 30. And there are many, many parables. If you were assigned to speak only once a week, just using one miracle a week, you could probably last for an entire year. And so the Bible is so vast, you won't be afraid of running out of material. So after you've undergone this theological training, you need to help out in your local church work. And to gradually begin to have a deeper understanding of the Bible. Because there are so many riches within the gospel. Last night, in talking about the Beatitudes, I covered five in a single hour. But in evangelical services, I've just spent a whole evening on just one.
因为你可以深入一点，提出一些例证来，那个内容就会比较充实一点。Because
when you fill out what you're saying with more examples and supporting evidence, it becomes more vivid.
因为我们才只有14节的时间，所以我们没有办法很详细。And
because we only have 14 sessions, I cannot go into that much detail.
扼要的跟我们提示一下。But
to only indicate the very general outlines of these teachings.
假使你会看中文的话，中文有一些教会出版的书籍，你可以拿来参考。
If you happen to read Chinese, the church also has some reference materials that you can use.
英文也有，就是现在我们总会在一直出的一些Bible Study Guide，就是读经的指引。
Now, in English, we also have the GA published Bible study guides that are coming out.
马太福音啊，路加福音都有了。And
right now, Matthew and Luke are already published.
所以你们如果说在查经的时候，就一章一章这样，对照那个教材，慢慢的查。So
if you're studying the Bible, you can use these materials to go through the Gospels verse a chapter by chapter.
那个路加福音啊，是以前南加州的教会啊。
And so the book, of the reference book for Luke came out of Bible studies in the churches in Southern California. And so the ministers would come up with some questions.
经过整理完了以后就把它就变成现在的这一本书
And after a compilation, it became this book that we have now.
所以我们平时查经的时候啊，可以找教会的一些参考资料啊，能够得以善用。
So during our ordinary course of Bible study, we can use the church material.
我们昨天谈到主耶稣的出生。
Yesterday we began discussing the birth of Jesus.
主耶稣出生有三个目的。
There are three purposes for his birth.
我们还记得吗?
Do you still remember them?
约拿生猪，从伊丽莎白。约拿生，主耶稣降生的三个目的。
The three purposes for the birth of Jesus.
对哈，拯救罪人啊，表明真神，还有败坏魔鬼哈。To
save humanity from sin, to show the true God, and to overcome Satan.
主耶稣出生的情形，我想我们大概都相当清楚。So
I think we're all fairly familiar with the circumstances of his birth.
啊，因为他是借着童女玛利亚把他生下来。Jesus
was born, conceived from the Virgin Mary.
啊，很多人呐不相信。
This is something that a lot of people do not believe.
所以在约翰一书第四章里面说，我们要看那个灵对不对。
And that's why in 1 John chapter 4 it says, let us test the spirits.
其中一个判断就是他承不承认耶稣是道成肉身来到世界。
And one of the tests for whether a spirit is genuine or not is whether it acknowledges that Jesus is a God made flesh.
他如果不承认，那一种灵啊，就不对了，那个不是神来的灵。If
there is a spirit that does not acknowledge this, then the spirit is not from God.
啊，虽然这是超过我们一般科学上的知识上的了解。So
even though this is knowledge that surpasses our ordinary empirical evidence.
啊，但是因为这是出于神的作为。But
because it proceeds from the work of God.
所以一般是男女结婚以后才能够生小孩。
So while ordinarily it's the union of a man and a woman that produces a child.
啊，但是耶稣啊，他就是圣灵亲自怀，让玛利亚怀孕。
But under the work of God, the Holy Spirit conceived within Mary.
所以因为这样才没有人的罪的流传下来。
And because of this, human sin was not passed down to Jesus Christ.
因为人都是亚当夏娃的后裔啊，所以遗传了亚当夏娃的罪。
Because all people are descended from Adam and Eve, they have inherited their original sin.
虽然你没有跟他犯一样的罪，但是却在这个他们所犯的罪的权势之下。
So even though you may not have committed the same sins they did, you are still under the dominion of the sin that conquered them. And so accordingly, we also lived in death.
啊，因为耶稣不是血气人一生的。
But because Jesus was not born out of flesh and blood,
是借着圣灵怀孕生的。
But he was born from the conception of the Holy
Spirit. 所以他是没有罪的。
So he is without sin.
啊，所以他才能够做我们的救主。
And this is why he can be our Savior.
现在人呢，可能现在的人要了解说啊，没有经过男女的结合也可以生孩子，啊，我们可能比较容易了解了。Nowadays,
it may be, in fact, more possible for us to imagine birth occurring without the union of a man and a woman.
哦，像现在啊，有那个互助人嘛，对不对？啊，不是互助人，互助动物啊。For
example, certain animals have been cloned.
啊，那不是经过那个啊动物啊彼此之间的性的结合，而是能够互助哈。And
so they were cloned rather than going through the normal process of conception and birth.
啊，既然人能够这样做啊，当然神更有办法了。If
human beings can already do this, then of course God could make something even greater happen.
啊，所以耶稣是借着童女玛利亚生下来。And
so Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary.
还没有出生以前就有很多很多的圣经预言。
Before his birth, there were already many prophecies.
啊，到时候就是这样一一的应验。
And as time went on, they were fulfilled one by one.
本来玛利亚跟约瑟已经订婚了。
So Mary and Joseph originally were already engaged.
那犹太人呢、啊？他们遵照律法是相当严谨的。
Now among the Jewish people, they're fairly strict in adhering to the law.
在结婚之前呢、啊，不能够随便。
So before marriage, there can be no sexual immorality.
如果淫乱的话，就要用石头打死。
And if anyone committed sexual immorality before marriage,
所以这是相当严重的罪。
It was a severe sin that was punishable by stoning.
结果玛利亚订婚了以后啊，结果耶稣发现说她好像怀孕了。
After they were engaged, Joseph discovered that his fiance Mary was pregnant.
啊，因为耶稣本身是一个义人。
Because Joseph himself was a righteous man.
他不了解说为什么玛利亚会怀孕。
He could not understand how Mary could have conceived.
他说不愿意明明地羞辱她。
And the Bible says that he did not want to shame her publicly.
他所以希望说暗中啊就把她离婚了、啊，把她休掉。
And so he decided to quietly divorce her.
啊，可能在他以为玛利亚是做了什么错事。
So he probably thought that Mary had committed some wrongdoing.
啊，但是神派天使先告诉玛利亚，她是要借着圣灵怀孕。
But God had sent an angel, a messenger, to tell Mary that she was having this child
through the Holy Spirit. 天使也去告诉耶稣说，你的妻子玛利亚她是圣灵怀孕了。
And the angel also told Joseph that your wife is with child through the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以你尽管把她娶过来。
So you should go ahead and marry her.
因为她要将要为人类生一个救主。
Because she will give birth to the Savior of all human beings.
所以这个孩子生下来以后，你要把她起名叫做耶稣。
And so when the child is born, you must name him Jesus.
所以耶稣这个名是天使起的。
And so the name Jesus was given by the angel.
阿拉本来是住在这个加利利海旁边。
They dwelt by the Sea of Galilee.
但是弥迦书五章说啊，耶稣要出生在这个伯利恒，大卫的家乡。
But in Micah chapter 5, it prophesied that the Savior would be born in Bethlehem, the hometown of David.
那刚好当时的罗马皇帝啊下来一道命令。
Now it just so happened at the time the Roman emperor issued an edict.
因为他要普查所有的人口。
He wanted to take a census of throughout the realm.
啊，目的就是可能就是要征税了。
And the purpose of this probably was to raise taxes.
所以所有的人啊，通通要回到自己的家乡。
And so everyone had to return to their hometown.
那本来那个时候啊，玛利亚已经怀孕，快要生产了。
At this time, Mary was already close to the time of delivering her baby.
在一般人啊这样的情况之下是不愿意远行啊。
And most people under these circumstances would not undergo any journeys.
因为很辛苦，而且很危险。
Because the road was rough and dangerous.
那是因为政府的规定啊，说不得已就回到了伯利恒。
But because of the government's regulation, they had to go back to Bethlehem.
那是一个非常小的村庄。
Bethlehem was a small village.
结果没有地方住啊，客店都已经满了。
And having no place to stay, since all the inns were full.
所以耶稣是出生在那个马槽里面。
Jesus was in the end born in a manger.
这象征说啊，他来到世界，本来这个世界是照他造的。
And so what this represents is that while the earth was created by him,
世界却不认识他，还拒绝他。
But the world not only did not recognize him, but it rejected the Savior.
本来他荣耀著尊的神啊，却生在一个马槽里面。
And so the glorious and almighty God was born in a lowly manger.
所以保罗说啊，耶稣为我们成了贫穷啊，目的就是让我们带来富足。
And so Paul said, Jesus became poor so that we might become rich.
犹太人看不起耶稣啊，因为他的出身不好。
And so the Jews despised Jesus because he was from a lowly birth.
因为他们认为说啊，如果救主要降生啊，一定要生在一个尊贵的家庭里面。
They felt that if the Savior were to be born, he should be born in a noble family.
但是呢，没想到耶稣是从贫穷的家庭出生。
They never expected that the Savior would come from the family of the poor.
因为这样他才有机会啊，接近一些困苦可怜贫穷的人。
But because of his circumstances, Jesus was able to draw near to those who were poor and in suffering.
所以以赛亚书里面说啊，那么荣耀尊贵的神啊， 他却要谦卑来普救卑微的人。
And so in Isaiah it prophesies that the glorious God would humble himself and to save human beings.
啊，跟世上一些谦卑虚心的人呐同住。
And to associate with those who were humble and meek.
那当时耶稣生在伯利恒的马槽。
So Jesus was born in a manger in Bethlehem.
啊，野地啊有一些牧羊人。
And there were some shepherds keeping their flocks
in the wild. 他们按照耕畜在看守羊群。
And they were taking watch according to their rotation.
突然间有天使出现，有荣光照着他们。
Suddenly an angel appeared and glorious light shone upon them.
他们就很害怕。
And they were very frightened.
天使说你不要怕，我报告给你们一个大喜的信息。
And the angel said, do not fear, for I bring you good tidings.
因为这是关系到普天下万民的。
And good tidings that pertain to all under heaven.
因为在今天啊，在大卫的城里面为你们生来一个救主。
Because today in the city of David is born for you a savior.
啊，那个记号就是在马槽里，啊，用布把它包着一个婴孩。
And the sign shall be that of an infant in swaddling clothes in a manger.
啊，那牧羊人呐，啊，他们听到了天使的指示，就赶快跑到那个啊城里面去看，哎，就发现了耶稣真的生在那里。
And so when the shepherds heard this, they rushed into town, and true enough, they found Jesus in a manger.
他们就把这个事情传开来了。
And so they began to circulate this news.
啊，因为他们知道救主出生啊，所以就在那里大大的荣耀神。
And because they knew that the Savior had been born, they rejoiced and praised God.
所以神特别向这些牧羊人呐报喜信。
And so God especially revealed to these shepherds the good news.
那一般人在研究这个地理啦气候。
Now most people who study the geography and climate of the Holy Land.
因为有的人认为说12月25日是耶稣出生的日子。
Have tried to assess the claim that Jesus was born on December 25th.
但是如果按照气候的研究啊，十二月天在巴勒斯坦地没有人在外面牧羊。
But according to climate patterns, there's no way for shepherds to be keeping their flock in the winter time in Palestine.
因为气候相当的严寒啊，非常的冷。
And because it is extremely cold at that time.
哦，啊，所以耶稣不可能是在十二月的时候出生。
So we can say that Jesus, it was impossible for Jesus to have been born in December.
不过我们知道说十二月二十五号啊，这本来是罗马人拜太阳的日子。
But we also know that December 25th was a Roman holiday to the sun god.
因为他们认为说从这一天开始啊，白天比较长，比晚上长。
Because from that day onwards, the daylight began to grow, to wax again.
所以他们认为说太阳啊战胜黑暗。
And so this represented the time when the sun overcame the power of darkness.
所以25日是他们太阳神的生日。
And so December 25th was the birth date of their sun god.
后来他们信耶稣以后。
So later, when such people were converted to Christ,
星期六就改星期日。
They not only changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday.
十二月二十五日啊，就定为耶稣的生日。
They took December 25th as the birth date for Jesus.
其实这是异教的风俗。
But in fact, this is a heresy and a pagan custom.
所以我们讲过说啊，耶稣是无生之始、无命之中啊，永恒的真神。
As we have said before, Jesus is without beginning or end, without genealogy.
所以圣经里面不记载他的生日。
And so the Bible never once records the date of his birth.
啊，我们也不必特别找一天啊，说啊，把它当作耶稣的生日来庆祝他。
And this is why there is no need for us to specially identify a day and to celebrate it.
所以基本上啊，庆祝圣诞节就是违背圣经的。
And so basically the celebration of Christmas goes against biblical principles. Because the holiday itself contains many pagan customs and rituals. And so we should be holy and separate and not simply imitate what others do. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音二章的二十一节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 21。
二十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 21。
刚满那八天呢、啊，就给孩子行割礼，以他起名叫耶稣。这就是没有给没有成他以前天使所起的二十二节。
22。
按摩西的律法满了洁净的日子，他们带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献礼主。耶稣出生的时候，另外有一个事情就是耶路西利王要把那个两岁以下的小孩子杀掉嘛。
Another thing that happened after Jesus was born was that Herod, King Herod, wanted to kill all males under the age of 2.
所以他们就逃到埃及去。
And so the family fled to Egypt.
后来回来就回到那个拿撒勒。
When they returned to Nazareth.
所以耶稣是在拿撒勒长大的。
And this was where Jesus grew up.
这里讲到耶稣婴孩的时候他八岁的时候就按照律法行割礼。
Here it says that at the end of 8 days, Jesus was circumcised according to the law.
因为割礼是在创世纪神吩咐亚伯拉罕他的祖孙男丁通通要受割礼。
Circumcision had arisen when God commanded Abraham to circumcise all the males in his household.
所以耶稣出生在律法之下，说凡事都跟弟兄一样。
And so Jesus, being born under the law, did according to what his brethren did.
所以第八天就是割礼。
And so he was circumcised on the 8th day.
再来这个洁净的日子是40天哈。
Now the time of purification, the period it referring to here is 40 days.
生男孩子满40天洁净。
So after birth and after 40 days.
生女孩子66天。
It's 40 days for a boy, 6 days for a girl to the period of purity.
然后就要这个洁净的日子就要把它带到圣殿再让它献给神。
And when this period has passed, the child should be brought to the temple and consecrated to God.
这个献祭的时候按照律法一般的家庭就献羊，献羊。
And so most families, according to the law, should sacrifice a sheep.
如果说很穷，穷的没有羊可以献，献不起羊。
But if the family were too poor to afford this sacrifice,
他可以献鸟，斑鸠、雏鸽。
And it says here that they could offer instead turtle doves or young pigeons.
这里讲到主耶稣的父母他是献斑鸠、雏鸽。
Now here, since it says that Jesus' parents sacrificed birds.
所以我们从这些地方判断说他的家境不好。
We can infer from this that their family situation was quite poor.
主耶稣在被献的时候在圣殿碰到两个人。
Now when Jesus was being presented at the temple, the family encountered two people.
有一个人叫做西面，一个人叫做女先知亚拿。
The first was a man named Simeon, the second was the prophetess Anna.
这个西面他是耶路撒冷人，非常的虔诚。
Simeon was a man of Jerusalem and was very devout.
他常常盼望神的救恩来到。
And often had expected the coming of the salvation of God.
圣灵事先就启示他说，你会看到神的救恩。
The Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he would see the salvation of God.
所以虽然他已经年纪非常老迈了。
And so even though he was very elderly.
圣灵感动他进到圣殿里面去。
The Holy Spirit moved, inspired him to go to the temple.
刚好看到耶稣的父母带着主耶稣来献祭。
And there he saw Jesus' parents bringing him to the temple.
他就把孩子抱过来。
And so he took the child in his arms.
他说，主你现在可以释放我安然离世了，因为我的眼睛已经看到你的救恩。
And he said, Lord, now I can depart in peace because my eyes have seen the Savior.
因为这是照亮外邦人的光，也是以色列民的荣耀。
And this is a light to the Gentiles and glory to the people of Israel.
所以西面在那里看到了主在那里称颂神
And so when Simeon saw the Lord there, he was praising God.
因为这是圣灵给他的一种启示，让他明白。
Because this was inspired to him by the Holy Spirit.
因为他看到主的救恩，他说：“我现在可以安然离世了。”
And because he saw the salvation of the Lord, he said, "Now I can depart from the world in peace."
所以一个人真正你得到了救恩你对死没有惧怕。
And this tells us that if a person really has received salvation, they will not fear.
离开世界回到天父那里去真是一种。好像保罗讲的，好的无比的地方。
They will not fear death, but instead, knowing that they can return to the heavenly Father, they will say, like Paul, this is something good beyond compare.
所以一般人因为对死了以后没有盼望，所以很怕。
So most people, because they are uncertain of what happens after, or what will happen to them after death, are
afraid. 我们信主的人因为知道我们离世了以后我们有一个更美好的归宿。
But for those of us who believe in the Lord, we know we have a better place to go to return to after death.
所以我们对死亡不惧怕。
And so we do not live in fear of death.
人家所说，我们在一生当中，你对死都不怕，你就没有什么可以怕的事情。
And if throughout your life you are never afraid of death, there is in fact nothing that can make you afraid.
所以我们在灵修上要追求完全。
And so we should seek after this kind of perfection
in the Spirit.
Because if we can be holy, one day we can see the Lord in peace.
有一个老姐妹啊，年纪很大了，快离世了。
There was an elderly sister who at an advanced age was about to pass away.
她问来探望她的传道说，传道啊，我可以得救吗？我可以进神的国吗？
When a minister came to see her, she said, Pastor, can I be saved? Can I enter into heaven?
传道问他说，你有没有受洗？有没有得圣灵？
The minister asked her, have you been baptized and received the Holy Spirit?
她说有啊，我受洗了，我得圣灵了。
And she said yes to both.
啊，你有没有常常聚会？
The minister said,
do you
often go to service? And she said yes.
啊，你有没有再去犯罪？
And he said, have you committed any sins?
她说没有，我都没有犯过罪。
And she said, no, I have not sinned.
啊，我守住道理。
And I have kept the word. And the Holy Spirit is full within me when I pray. The minister then said, you will surely enter into the kingdom of heaven. So in receiving this precious salvation, we need to pursue after perfection so that we can be at ease when we see God. Now Simeon went on to say,
被立以后会让许多以色列人跌倒。
This child is set for the falling and rising of many in Israel.
还有一些人兴起来。
So some would rise.
他要成为毁谤的画饼。
And that he would also be chastised and rebuked.
他说众人的心意就要显露出来。
And he shall reveal the hearts of all.
那玛利亚她的心会被刺透。
He also prophesied that a sword would pierce the heart of Mary.
就是预言到有的人因为接纳耶稣的救恩，所以他得到兴起。
And this is prophesying that because many people had would receive the salvation, they would be raised up.
有的人因为拒绝主的救恩，所以他们就跌倒了。
Others, because of their disbelief, would fall.
所以因为耶稣的出生，所以众人的心意就显露出来。
And because of Jesus' birth, the hearts and intentions of all people would be revealed.
能够确实悔改谦卑虚心相信，他就得救恩了。
Meaning that some people would be able to believe, to repent and be saved.
有的一直诽谤攻击的，不相信的，当然他们就跌倒了。
And those that would criticize and attack him and not believe in him
would fall. 后来玛利亚因为耶稣被钉，她的心真是好像被刀刺透了一样。
And because Jesus was to be crucified, at that time, Mary's heart would also be pierced as if with a sword.
这是西面的预言。
So these are the prophecies of Simeon.
另外有一个女先知叫做亚兰。
Then there was a prophetess named Anna.
我们也有女执事，后来圣名都把她叫做亚兰。
There are some deaconesses within the church subsequently that have also taken
the name. 以前台湾的台北教会有一个亚兰执事。
A while ago in Taipei, there was a deaconess named Anna.
认识她的时候，她已经80几岁了。
When I knew her, she was already 84 years old.
这个老人家很虔诚，天天从楼下慢慢的，虽然年纪大，慢慢的爬楼梯，上楼梯去聚会。
And though she was very old, she was very devout, and every day she would make her way up slowly up the stairs to the service.
她活到104岁。
And she lived to the age of 104. There was also a deaconess, Anna, up in the church of Northern California.
她是很早以前带着传道人把道理从上海传到夏威夷的。
And she was, and this deaconess Anna had taken the gospel from China over to Hawaii.
安斯里面讲到这个亚拿。
Now it says of Anna that after 7 years of marriage, her husband died.
然后他就守寡，他就在圣殿里面，在那里做服侍的工作一辈子。
And so she remained a widow and served in the temple her entire life.
她虽然年纪很大, 80几岁了, 但是不离开圣殿, 天天禁食祷告,
At this point, although she was 84, she never left the temple and was there fasting and praying.
所以她对主耶稣的救恩很清楚。
And so she was very clear on the salvation of Christ.
她可以把有关救恩的事情啊, 向那些来耶路撒冷的人啊, 向他们讲解说明。
And she could explain who Jesus was to those who were coming to Jerusalem.
啊, 这是主耶稣出生的时候啊, 啊, 的一些情史。
And so these are the circumstances of Jesus' birth and early life.
啊, 耶稣慢慢的成长, 啊。
Now, so Jesus began to grow up.
这个四福音书里面记载耶稣的事情, 但是所记载的方向不太一样。
Now, all four Gospels record matters from Jesus' early life, but in different ways.
马太福音啊, 一直强调耶稣基督是王, 犹太人的王。
Matthew emphasizes that the fact that Jesus is the King of Israel.
啊, 马可福音啊, 强调耶稣是仆人, 来服侍众人。
Mark emphasizes the fact that Jesus was a servant who came to serve all.
路加福音啊, 强调他是一个完全的人, 完美的人。
Luke emphasizes the fact that Jesus was perfect and complete.
约翰福音啊, 强调他的神性, 他是神。
And John emphasizes the divinity of Jesus Christ, that he is God himself.
所以四个福音啊, 就把主耶稣啊, 整个完美的形象把它衬托出来。
And so in all four Gospels, we emerge with a very clear and complete picture of Jesus Christ.
啊, 这是很奇妙的, 啊,
and this is something that's very wonderful.
啊, 所以, 啊, 像那个四活物, 啊, 有狮子的脸, 有牛的脸, 有人的脸, 有鹰的脸, 啊,
and just as the living creature with the four faces,
狮子是百兽之王 吗?
Has four faces. One, the lion, is the king of the beasts. The face of the ox represents those who work hard and steadfastly.
人是神的形象造的嘛, huh?
The face of the man represents the image of God.
完全的人,
a perfect man.
人性,
and a perfect human being.
再来一个鹰啊, 这个是有丰富的属灵能力啊, 那个充满着神性。
The eagle represents abundant spiritual strength.
我们来看路加福音二章的五十二节，我们先看五十二节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 2, verse 52.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神按人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。 那路加福音啊，记载耶稣的出生。
So Luke here records the birth of Jesus Christ.
他也特别记载他的长大。
But he also records the process by which Jesus grew up.
说他充满智慧，神的恩在他身上。
That he increased in wisdom and the favor of God.
他12岁的时候到圣殿做礼拜。
And that also when he was 12, they went to the temple to worship.
啊, 这些记载都是其他的福音书里面没有的。
Now these records are not found in the other Gospels.
因为路加是强调说耶稣是一个完全的人, 从婴孩慢慢的成长。
Because Luke emphasizes the perfection of Jesus Christ from the time he was an infant to the time he was fully grown.
啊, 因为他的成长啊, 很完美, 啊, 不管是身量, 智慧, 神的爱, 人的爱一起不断的增长。
And so because of Jesus' perfection, whether in wisdom or stature or before God or before man, Jesus was complete.
所以保罗在讲说啊, 这个教会也要长大, 啊, 满有基督长成的身量。
And so Paul also says that the church needs to mature and have the maturity of Jesus Christ.
啊, 这样才是一个长大成熟的教会。
Because only then will a church be fully grown and mature.
所以这个教会要慢慢的建设啊, 像耶稣在成长一样, 各方面都一直长大。
And so the church needs to grow in all areas, just as Jesus grew in all these different aspects.
我们每一个人的灵修也是一样。
And this also applies to each of our own individual spiritual training.
尤其我们在教养我们的儿女也是一样。
And also how we train our children.
让他们在神的恩里面这样健全的成长。
To allow them to grow completely within the grace of God.
这一个完美的成长，完美的一个人。
And so this is a perfect process of growth.
所以第一个就是要在智慧上要长进。
And what this requires first is that a person needs to grow in wisdom. And so while an infant does not have that much wisdom, as it grows, it should become wiser and wiser.
这个智慧啊,圣经里面讲到有两种智慧。
The Bible says that there are two kinds of wisdom.
一种是属世上的智慧。
The first is worldly wisdom.
一种是属灵的,从天上来的智慧。
And the second kind of wisdom is spiritual that comes from heaven.
因为世上的智慧,知识啊,有时候就让人自高自大。
The worldly wisdom often causes people to be arrogant.
所以有时候就会造成很多的嫉妒纷争。
And this causes envy and division.
但是神,从神来的智慧说,是和平的,善良的,是让人能够真正得益处的。
But the wisdom that comes from God is peaceful and good and causes all people to be benefited. And so here, Jesus' wisdom continued to increase. So what did that consist of? What is the true growth in wisdom? The first is the wisdom that reveres God. Please turn to Job chapter 20, verse 28.
耶伯记28章28节
Job chapter 28, verse 28
他对人说,敬畏主就是智慧,远离恶便是聪明。所以什么是智慧,就是敬畏神。
So wisdom here is defined as the fear of the Lord.
对神啊, 能够有那一种从内心里面敬畏的心啊,就是智慧的。
So to have from one's innermost being a fear or reverence for the Lord is wisdom.
箴言9章10节也是说,敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 tells us, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
诗篇14篇里面说啊,不晓得敬畏神就是愚昧人。
And Psalm 14 tells us, if a person does not revere God, he is a fool.
所以真智慧啊,就是晓得认识神,敬畏神。
So true wisdom consists of knowing God and revering Him.
这个敬畏神就是知道说,时时有神,处处有神,事事都晓得靠神。
And revering God means knowing that God is constantly there and constantly, and to always rely on Him.
所以耶稣说啊, 那个差我来的时时都跟我同在。
This is why Jesus said, He who sent me is constantly with me.
他时时都有神跟他同在。
And Jesus always had the presence of God.
他并没有逼下我一个人单独在一起。
And Jesus said, He has not left me alone.
他说啊, 处处都有神。
And so God is everywhere.
那个撒玛利亚的寡妇说啊, 我们的祖宗说要在这个地方拜神, 那你们说啊, 要在耶路撒冷拜神。
A Samaritan woman once said to Jesus, Our forefathers told us to worship here, but you worship it there in Jerusalem.
主耶稣说啊, 时候到了, 拜神啊, 不是在这里, 不是在那里,
Jesus said, The time is coming when we will worship neither here nor there, but in spirit and truth. Because God is everywhere.
我们有一次去访问啊,碰到一个新的信徒。
Once we were out visiting a newly baptized member. Originally on a mantle, they had many idols. Later, they took down these images. And put up a Bible and hymn books instead. But when they prayed, they would pray towards the mantle itself.
中国北方的地方啊,有一些人道理传错了。And
so it happened that in that area of China, the gospel had not been transmitted
completely. 他们说啊,我们祷告的时候要西方,向西方。And
they said, when we pray, we need to face west.
因为太阳从,不晓得,他们理论好像说,太阳从东方出来,要照到西方去了。
And they had some theory about how the sun rises and the direction that it sets.
啊,所以道理要传到西方,所以要向西方祷告。
And because the sun travels from east to west, the gospel also should be spread that way.
所以经常啊,去访问的时候就在找东西南北到底是哪一个方向。
And so because of this, whenever they prayed, they often had to figure out which direction was west.
其实都是,这个都没有圣经根据,都不对的。
But none of these practices has any basis in the Bible.
我们祷告就看哪一个方向比较方便,就往哪个地方祷告就好了。
So when we pray, whatever direction is most convenient, that's the direction we can pray in.
比如说,有时候, 三面墙,但是一边是窗户, 因为我们怕很大声啊, 所以我们就不向这个窗户的地方, 因为怕声音太大, 会吵到别人嘛, 哦。
For example, if we're praying in a room and there's a window, sometimes we'll pray away from the window so as not to disturb those who are outside.
哦。